The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Energetic Toy Box with Julia Stubbe. The Energetic Toy Box starts out with guided imagery, with the basic healing elements of space, love, and joy. As we move deeper, you'll be introduced or reintroduced to alternative and holistic healing. And in each show, you'll come away with the desire to explore tools that you can use in your daily life. Now, here is your host, Julia Stubbe.
Hello, and welcome to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, and I thank you for being here. I am grateful and appreciate all of you tuning in and listening live today, or if you can't listen live and you're listening on the recording at another time, I appreciate you as well. Each week we start out with a guided imagery to set the space with love and joy. We will then open the Energetic Toy Box and explore the fundamentals of the metaphysical world. Today we will be exploring and playing with mirrors. You are what you create. Our guest today is Carolee Schloth. Carolee is an empowerment teacher, helping others to identify and take action on their soul plans. She is an intuitive channel, assisting others in healing blocks and expanding their vibration. She offers individual healing sessions, classes, and leads worldwide retreats. We are going to start this hour off with some guided imagery. I would like to invite you to play along using your imagination. So let's all get comfortable and let's get started by taking a few deep breaths. Okay, take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold the breath. And when you're comfortable and ready, release it out through your mouth as if you're blowing out a candle, releasing all the stress of the day. Once again, in through your nose, hold the breath, and blow it out through your mouth, releasing all the stress of the day. For those of you who are in a safe place, feel free to close your eyes to enhance the experience. For those who are driving or operating equipment, let's keep your eyes open. Now, let's get out of our heads and drop down into our heart center. Just focus on your heart. Okay, if you're having a little trouble with that, just bring your attention down from your head, into your throat, and into your heart. And fill your heart with love and gratitude. And let's send that love and gratitude up to the angelic realm. Now remember, when we send something up to the angelic realm, it comes back 10 times fold or even greater. So we're going to receive that energy back into our heart and feel our heart expand. Now we're going to send love and gratitude down to Mother Earth, just filling the planet with love and gratitude. And now we're going to receive that love and gratitude back up from Mother Earth into our hearts and feel our hearts expand even greater. Now take notice to the path to your right. You'll notice a beautiful rose garden. You're noticing roses of many colors. They're fragrant and beautiful. The ruby red roses to your right. And up on your left, you see vibrant orange roses. And butterflies flying around, filling you with peace and joy. more roses the color of yellow sunshine. Take notice. The greenery around you is lush, and you take in the sounds of the birds chirping. You continue along the path where you see roses of indigo blue and deep violet. You come across a lake. There are two beautiful women getting ready to open the energetic toy box. You sit back and relax as you listen to see what they have discovered. You see that they've opened the toy box, and it is filled with mirrors of all shapes and sizes. So let's just sit back now and see what they have to say about these mirrors. And when you're ready, come back into your body. Now, I would like to welcome our guest, Carol Lee. Carol Lee is the creator of The Game of Earth, an intuitive channel, an empowerment teacher. Her latest empowerment class is on mirrors. You are what you create. Welcome, Carol Lee. How are you doing today?
Hi, Julia. Thanks for having me here today. I'm feeling great, and I'm so excited to be here with you to share with our listeners this information that can truly change their lives.
So could you tell me a little more about what mirrors are and what they play in our lives?
So mirrors are the reflection of everything that we see and experience within our lives. And if we become aware that everything around us is a mirror reflecting back to us the energies of who we are, we can begin to be in our power, own our power, and create the reality that we really desire of joy and abundance.
So, like if I come across someone and I'm angry, or they're angry, and then I pick up on that anger, is that a mirror? Is that something that, or I react to it? Is that something you would consider a mirror?
Yes, everything is a mirror. So if I met someone who was angry at me and they're yelling at me, instead of getting defensive and getting angry after I practice and really understand that everything is a mirror, I'm able to look at them and say, whoa, I am creating this reality. I am creating this person being angry at me. And that can be hard for some people to understand because they would say, why would I want somebody to yell at me? But what really is happening is my energy is attracting to me someone angry because inside me there is anger. It may be unconscious. I may not be walking around as an angry person, but unconscious inside of me, I have anger energy. And my higher self wants me to see it so I can release it. So I will create something in my reality, unconscious, need to, and bring it to me. So in understanding that, I'll watch the person be angry at me, and sure, they're angry and they are doing what they are doing, but it is how I respond to it and how I allow it to affect me, which is where my power is. So I will respond by however I do in that moment, but I will make sure that I know that it is me that has created that so that I can change that vibration of anger inside me.
So one of the things that I notice, like say I respond in that situation with anger, the next time that mirror gets a lot bigger.
Absolutely. And that's why we want to work with our mirrors and be aware of our mirrors, because what we create will get bigger so that we see it, because our higher self, that part of us that wants to evolve and grow, wants us to see these pieces that we would call our shadow side, so that we can help illuminate that to move forward and expand our consciousness and who we are.
So I would think judgment's a big thing about it, because we might be in a place where we're judging others or we're feeling judged. And for me personally, when that comes up, when I find myself judging something, I'm like, which is not usually the case. Usually I feel judged, and I'm like, well, this is something I have to work on inside. That's a mirror for me. That's a really trigger point for me to get me motivated to see what Spirit wants me to look at. For you, what's your key one that works for you?
So what would happen is the moment I feel what I call angst, anything, usually I feel things in my power chakra, my third chakra, the solar plexus, for me, that's where I'll often feel is that as our seat of emotion, I'll feel something off. It could be almost like a sick feeling there, or it could be a jumpy feeling of anxiety. Something will be there, and that's my cue that there's something that I do not really want to experience again. So that feeling's my trigger point that allows me to know, oh, here is a mirror. And then I will begin to look at it. A mirror that I want to change. Everything is a mirror. So if I'm seeing joy and I'm in peace and all the mirrors that I have selected that I like, I don't have to really do anything with those except be in that joy and expand them. But when I feel angst, when I feel anxiety, when I feel fear, when I feel anger, any of those negative that we would define as negative energies, I would want to change. So I go, oh, there's a mirror, and I'll smile inside because I know this is something that I have power over, and then I will take the time to identify that mirror and understand that mirror and begin to change that mirror.
And this is something that doesn't always happen instantaneously. Sometimes we can acknowledge it and we can, you know, react accordingly that we know that it's a mirror, but other times our emotions get the best of us. So if our emotions get the best of us, then maybe we want to take some time a little bit later when we have that time to sit with it and figure out what's going on inside us, because we might not necessarily know what it is.
Yeah, most times we don't work on the mirror right then and there because we can't, because we're surrounded by people and people are talking with us and we have to navigate our lives. But we can in our mind say, whoa, I had this mirror today and I'm going to work on this tonight, or I'm going to work on this when I have a moment. If we don't work on it, it's going to do exactly what you just said. It's going to escalate. And so an example would be a friend of mine, just he had a car accident a few weeks ago. He worked sort of on his mirror, as he told me, but not really. And then yesterday he fell on the ice and hurt his back, and now he can't work. He said, now I'm really going to work on these mirrors, because it escalated.
Yeah, and what Spirit did was it also put him in a position where he can't do anything else but look at his mirrors.
Exactly, and that's what we do. So you can wait until you get to that point, or you can begin to work on the mirrors, and life becomes fun because you become empowered. You feel as though you are able to do things to make change in your reality, and that's what's so exciting. So you said something, you said, well, when we get angry and we're in that mirror, and it made me remember one of the mirrors that I had not too long ago, because we're all in this process of evolving. And my husband, I had asked him to turn up the hot tub. I wanted to go in and meditate and relax, and he said that he did, and I went in it, and it was still cold. And I was so angry. And I stayed angry for about 5 minutes. And old energetic patterns of anger in the relationship came up. But I was still in it because the anger was so strong. And when the anger's strong, it's hard for us to realize that it's a mirror, because you're entangled in that energy of anger. And so I came out of the hot tub and went into the shower to get warm. And I started to calm down. And I went, whoa. You created this whole thing. Your husband didn't do anything. He just did what he did. But I created the situation so that I could see something. And so the mirror there, of course, was the victim, that I was looking at my husband as though he did something to me. That is what we often do in this reality that we're in. And I started laughing. I was really angry at him. And I started laughing, and I came out of the shower and actually told him I was sorry for the way I reacted. And that I did identify the mirror and began to release that energy that was inside me. But it can make a huge difference. Or we could have had a fight all night over that.
Yeah, you could have just been angry if you wouldn't have dealt with it and been able to look inside what it was. That could have carried on till the next morning even. You know, over something trivial, but it was really something you created, and he would have had to pay the price as well.
Exactly. And then I would stay in that victim energy and create more victim mirrors to see in my life until I see it. And it's not fun to be in victim energy, so it's really empowering to see the mirrors and to work with the mirrors.
Okay. We're going to get ready to take a short break here. So one of my quick things I had is my son's my trigger point. So anytime he says something that he doesn't want to do something for silly reasons, and I get angry or upset, I realize, all right, why am I doing this? Because he's an adult. He has his choices. So why, this doesn't really involve me. Why is it bothering me? So that's one of the things I know my personal family affects me more. But anyway, we'll talk about more of that. Right now we're going to take a short break. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. Thanks so much.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today.
Tune in to Spirit Speaks every week for advice just for you that is channeled from Divine Source. Host Amaya is a spiritual teacher and guide who helps listeners actively develop their full potential. Each program includes a channeled soul reading and is ready to discuss the teachings with you every week. Topics include a variety of religious and spiritual aspects, plus healing modalities and intuitive development of self. Spirit Speaks can be heard live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Carolee Schloth. We are discussing mirrors and the part they play in our lives and how we can, by looking at them, we can empower ourselves. So, Carolee, you said something about we are what we create. What does this mean?
Okay, so all of us, each one of us, we're pure energy. And the energy of what we are, you've probably heard quantum physics and that everything comes down to the atoms and the neutrons and the electrons and so forth. And so that everything is really the same substance. And so science has even shown that we are energetic beings and that our thoughts and the energy of our emotions actually creates our reality. And that's a lot to take in if you never heard that before. So just let that sink in and know that thoughts have energy and that our thoughts can be conscious, but most of our thoughts are unconscious. They're deep inside us. They're in our unconscious subconsciousness. And we're not going to get deeply into that, but we want to let everyone be aware of that so that they begin to realize that there is an energetic power behind our thoughts and our emotions and how we feel. And it is that that is actually creating the events that occur in our lives. And what people don't often know, and many people are beginning to awaken to this, is that we are creator beings, that humanity, all of humanity, we're all really a being that is part of Creator, that is an aspect of what people call the God or the God Goddess or all that is or Source, that we are not separate from Source, but that we are actually aspects of Source. And a way to look at that, a way that helped me when I first heard this many years ago, was to think of it as that Creator is an ocean, and I am a drop of water in that ocean. So I am an aspect of Creator, and Creator creates. So we are Creator beings. We are here on this planet Earth creating through our thoughts and our emotions. And so by understanding that and really learning that, we can hear that, and we're going to have all kinds of things that want to reject that based on the religions we were brought up in or things that our families have told us. But there's a spark deep inside each one of us that knows that. And as we re-remember that and allow that to become part of who we are in our consciousness, the mirrors become easier and easier to identify and to understand. This is the key piece, to really, really know that you are creating your entire reality. When you get that, you get powerful and your life changes.
And it's also about embracing more of the positive, too, because if you have thoughts of joy and happiness, you bring in more mirrors of joy and happiness into your life. So, you know, we want to acknowledge that as well, as opposed to the polarity of anger or resentment, or we're not slowing down enough or taking time for ourselves. So the mirrors can be in all kinds of messages that can come across. It can be in anything we create.
That is so true. And that's the fun part of mirrors. That's the part that gets so exciting as you begin to see the things that you're creating that you thought yesterday, wow, I'd like to see a whole bunch of rabbits in my backyard. And then the next day you get out of your car and there's a family of rabbits sitting there. It's so fun because you're seeing those realities create right in front of you. Or you see the signs and symbols, and that's fun.
Yeah, like I told you, I sent you a picture of the woodpecker that I painted. And it was a Pleiades woodpecker, and it was like, Spirit had me paint this. I'm like, well, why? Why did they have me paint this? And here it's perseverance. And then a week later, I saw, you know, one on a trail in Dunellen, and then another went on my way to Orlando this very next day. So it was like, wow, isn't that a beautiful mirror to see? And it's just about keeping that message in there, keep persevering, and keep, you know, keep on keeping on.
It's so fun. One of the things that I just had recently happened this week was I was away with several women leading a retreat, and we actually set our intentions, and all of the things that we said in our intentions came true. And one of the things that I want everyone to be aware of is that what you really think in your thoughts actually manifests exactly as you think them. So we had said, one of the girls said, I want to see mermaids because we were near the ocean. And I actually said, well, if we're going to see them, I want to see them in 3D. And what I had meant was I wanted a mermaid to walk out of the ocean. But the very next day, we were at a cenote, which is a freshwater pool that was down in Mexico. And there were actually girls there, two women that were having a photo shoot, and they were dressed as mermaids. And I started to laugh because I would say, well, there you go. There's the mermaids in 3D. In third dimension, there they were. So, yeah, it's fun to watch your mirrors as they unfold in front of you. As you continue to release the shadow part of you, more and more of the light part of you begins to bring those magic and miracles into your life.
So as being that we are part of Creator, the One, the Source, can you give us different ways that we can create? You know, we have our thoughts and such, but could you expand on that a little bit more?
Yes. Everything is about feelings. Everything is feelings. And feelings are really the sensations that we feel in our body. So these are come from the five senses. There's actually more senses, but we'll just stay with the five senses. So if someone comes at me with anger and I begin to feel anger, it may feel like heat in my face. But what we do as humans, we have for centuries, we have pushed our feelings away based on what we were told and how we were raised. And so we'll deny the feelings and push them inside us. And then we begin to label them. We give them an emotion and we label them with thoughts. And often these thoughts can be false thoughts. And then we begin to create that reality from those false thoughts. And that's where many of the shadow mirrors come from. And then as we begin to release those and we begin to work with more positive thoughts and positive affirmations and feeling our feelings, regardless of whether they're positive or negative or how we would judge them, we begin to move into having more and more creation of mirrors from our thoughts and emotions and those feelings. Does that make sense to you, Julia?
Yeah, it makes sense. I wanted to, for somebody who doesn't understand what shadow is, could you just maybe expand on that, the shadow part of us? Because, you know, I understand it, but maybe our listeners aren't really sure what that is.
Sure. So our shadow side is what most of us would define as our dark side. It would be the negative side, the negative emotions. And most of us suppress that and push it down inside of us. And a lot of it comes from this lifetime and from when we were younger in our childhood. We would call that the inner child aspect of ourselves. And then also from past life aspects, because that energy is within our physical blueprints, we'll call it that. And so these energies are what we call dark. So that's why they have the shadow side, because they're suppressed within us and they're also negative, as we would define them. They're not any less or worse than the positive side. It's just that they often have us feel not so happy or not so good. And so what we want to do with those energies is acknowledge them and feel them and honor them and allow them to be. And by doing that, they transform into a neutral energy, or they can then move into a lighter energy, which allows us to be more in joy and abundance and beauty.
Right. So I want to emphasize that shadow doesn't mean bad. We don't want to say that shadow is bad. It's a part of you. It's a part of all of us that we really need to embrace and honor and thank, because it teaches us lessons as well.
Yes, and if we didn't have our shadow side, we wouldn't evolve the way that we do. Most of humanity only changes or makes a difference when we're in pain or when things aren't going our way. And we know this for many people. They'll get a divorce or lose a job, and they'll change a lot from that. And they'll say, I was grateful for it because it accelerated so much change in me, and look where I am now.
Right. Without the shadow, without that pain, you know, embracing that pain, we would be stuck in that same place and wouldn't go anywhere, wouldn't evolve, wouldn't become these beautiful, bright, light beings that we are and are becoming.
Yes. This is so true.
And that's the fun part. So we want to honor that part of it as well. We're going to be taking a break soon, but after the break, I want to talk more about, like, global mirrors as well. So can we go a little bit more? We have like a couple more minutes before the break. So a little bit more on just honoring that shadow and the polarities of it, and what ways we could do that.
The first thing is to understand that it's telling you something. And so I like my shadow, and it makes me laugh because it's telling me something. So if I see or feel that energy that I'm not resonating with, because it's given me that off feeling in my solar plexus, I'm actually grateful, because I know that great change is going to come if I'm aware of it and if I do what needs to be done. So I honor the shadow side and I thank it all the time. And it is me. It's a part of me. And I'm not here to make it disappear. I'm here to thank it and use it and allow it to help all of me change, all of me move more into the lightness that we are all moving toward.
And sometimes I think my shadow is like a little child, because if I ignore it, that's when the mirrors get bigger or the shadow gets louder, because it wants the attention. So because the shadow really wants to become lighter and to get our attention, it has to do something to get our attention so it can become lighter. That's my take on it anyway.
I agree with you on that. I do. It does feel like a playful being. A younger one too.
Yeah. So what do you think's your main trigger point that you have to work with? The shadow that you like to play with, or likes to play with you the most, that comes out?
Oh, primarily victim and power. So the shadow's always showing the victim side. Most of us here on Earth have a victim mentality or energy. Just by being here on Earth, we feel as though the government controls us, or schools or institutions or our corporations and companies or our family. And we become powerless, and that is a huge one. So I see many times that I'm the victim. One day I remember that I was mad at the toaster because it burnt my toast, and one of my kids was bouncing down the steps, and she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "This toaster, blah, blah, blah." And she said, "Oh, being the victim of the toaster, Mom?" And I started laughing because I was, and then I realized, yeah. What is this? I burnt the toast. It's okay. Let's stop being the victim. So it shows up in lots of funny ways. Sometimes big ways.
Yeah, and it's just acknowledging it. And if you can acknowledge it in the little ways, then you don't have to face the big ways. At least that's what I found. If I ignore the little ways, then I get hit pretty hard with the big ways. Well, we're going to take another break, so I want to thank everyone for tuning in again. And we will be right back after this commercial break. Thanks so much.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Julia Stupi is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. What is spiritual spelunking? It's basically an exploration of the truth, our own unique truth. Every single person in the world has a reason to be here. Although we are told many things, it's ultimately up to us to figure it all out. The search continues throughout our entire lives. Join host Giles Asselin as he serves as both guide and companion on this journey. Nurturing the spiritual spelunker in all of us can be heard every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time and 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia at wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia at wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. This is your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with Carolee Schloth. Today we're talking about mirrors and how they are play a part in our lives. And the one thing I wanted to ask you, what about, you know, we say this is a mirror, but a lot of people say, oh, no, I didn't create this. There's no way I could create this. This denial stuff. So can you expand on that a little bit, Carolee?
Yes, that's the part that we all have to get to. Okay, so when we first start working with mirrors, we often have things occur and we say, oh, no way would I create that. We go into denial because why would I create something that isn't fun or optimal? So let's pretend that somebody smashed the window of your car and you came out of the food store and your window to your car was smashed. You would say, I didn't create that. Why would I create that in my life? I didn't create somebody to come and smash my car. That's stupid. I would never do that. Well, sure, we didn't want to create that. We don't want to create things that are painful. But unconsciously, the energy is unconscious. It's inside us. It is from our inner child or it is from a past life. And it needs to come out. And that is the way for us to see it. So however it unfolds, it is unconscious. We're not doing that to ourselves in a conscious way. But it is there. And so the power that we have is to say, okay, fine, I created that. What is this energy? And then that's the funny step. So if the energy is, say, victim or anger, and we would say, but I'm not really an angry person. I don't see the anger. I don't see why I'm angry. Well, it's deep inside. That's why we're not seeing it. And it leads me to this one time, that the story that happened to me. I was with a group of women. It was another retreat that I was on, and I kept feeling that someone was very ungrateful. And I kept feeling this. I kept being angry inside that she was ungrateful, and I thought, I have got to heal this mirror. I can't move another step without healing this. So I went outside, and I kept sitting in the sun, and I kept saying, I am grateful, which I do gratitudes constantly. I do my gratitudes in the morning, at night, and all the time. I'm so grateful for so many things. And I kept saying to Spirit, I'm so grateful all the time. I don't see where this is coming from. And I said, okay, fine, I'm getting it. I'm getting it that I'm ungrateful inside, and I'm going to begin releasing this. And as I stood up and I was looking at the sun, I heard in my guidance, which now that I submitted to and said that I am being ungrateful unconsciously, I'm going to work with this. I heard in my consciousness, yes, You are grateful, but you're not grateful for what you do not like. And I went, whoa, this is true. I'm mostly grateful for what I like. If you ask me what my gratitudes were, it was all for all the fun things, all the joy and everything. You didn't hear me saying, oh, I hate that I just stubbed my toe. I hate that I was late and blew the light and the cop gave me a ticket. Well, that's where we want to get. We want to get to be grateful for all and everything. Because when you do, your life changes because your intentions and the power behind you and the energies keep moving and creating for you more and more joy. So it's just interesting and fun when you really begin working with your mirrors.
Cool. So let's talk about global mirrors. Like, why would we create for terrorists to kill innocent children, or, you know, bombs to explode, or war? Can you give some insight on that as well, please?
Mm-hmm. So we are all one. We're all of the same energies. And so all of our thoughts actually create part of what's called the fourth dimension. We are in the third dimension. And there are actually energetic grids around the Earth. So if you have never heard this before, just think of Earth and think of like white mist all around her that holds all of the thoughts of all of humanity upon the planet. And so within that energy is a lot of anger and a lot of victim and a lot of energies that many people upon the planet are experiencing. And so from that energy, things are created on this planet. And a lot of it also has to do with the past life energy of all of us that have existed on this planet. And so things may seem unjust, and they may seem as though someone else is doing them, as though a government such as North Korea is this bad person far away and has nothing to do with me. But really, we're all connected as one, and the energies are emanating from all of us, from all of the lifetimes that we have been here. So what we need to do is, instead of going against it and fighting it and being angry, is to begin to assimilate it and begin to love it and begin to give love to those situations, because that is what will actually change those situations. The more we emanate love energy and light energy, the more we can transmute these darker energies that are occurring upon the planet. So,
go ahead.
I often remember being in a class years ago when Oklahoma City had that bombing, and there were children in a daycare center in there, and I remember people asking, well, why would anyone hurt children? Why would we create this? Why would we create for these children to be harmed? And the answer truly to this is, we don't know, each of us, we don't know why that occurs for those individuals, for the individuals who, let's say, died in the World Trade Center. But what we know is that that was all part of their soul plans. It's all part of why they were here on Earth and what is unfolding for them. And so we need to honor it and not fight it, not bring more dark energies toward it, because we can't always comprehend what is the karmic patterns behind other people's lives, what are the energies that they are creating so that they can evolve, and the people that are around them. Does that make sense there, Julia?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. One of the things that I take on this is, it also, when something tragic happens, it also brings awareness to beings that weren't aware that were being very compliant. So it brings their awareness to the surface, that it's like, wow, why is this happening? And they can take a shift and look at that so that they can make a shift in themselves that in turn changes, like a ripple effect, by sending that love out.
Absolutely. And we make those trigger points in our lives to change us. And so many of us have things happen. Someone may die within our family, or there may be a divorce or something. And that has been pre-planned out long ago for us, so that we can have that moment in this earth life, in this reality, to make a huge change in our energetic system that not only serves us individually, but serves the entire planet. Because as each one of us moves more and more toward the light by releasing and healing our darker energies, all of us shift and all of us change. And that's basically why we're here.
I know when I come up with things that challenge me, you know, it's a mirror, and I don't necessarily call it a mirror. I just say, okay, it's a lesson. What's the lesson here? What am I supposed to learn here? And that's how I address these things, is because everything's about the love or the lesson, everything we come across. So if we're having joy and happiness, there's the love. And then if there's a lesson, we learn the lesson, but we still want to put love into that because that helps to balance and bring that to the light. Does that make sense?
Yes, and it doesn't matter what system you use. It's just having a way that you can understand and use to transmute this energy. And that's what, for me, I like about the mirrors, because it gives me a systematic way to look at these, to see what those energies are, to know how to identify them, to know how to transmute them, and to know how to move on to the next steps.
Right, because I always say, you know, I've had issues with people in my lives, and it's like I wouldn't address them. So each time, you know, Spirit would bring me somebody that would make this event even more powerful. And I love when I saw Spirit and they said about the mirrors, it's like, okay, well, first you get a little mirror and then another mirror that's bigger, and then you get this huge mirror that shows you naked in the middle of everything. And like, okay, that's me. I get it now. So sometimes we have to really drop down to, you know, our bare necessities, our bare bones, to realize what the lesson is.
Yes. Yes. And the more you work it, then the less you have to get to that level.
Yeah, because so, I hate getting naked in public.
Yeah, and I know when I didn't work my mirrors, you would say then that my life had a lot of drama in it and a lot of chaos. And now that I do this work and I'm aware, my life doesn't really have drama and chaos in it at all. It has a lot of joy and a lot of fun and a lot of really magical events unfolding. And it's fun to be in that.
I agree because I love my life the way it is. I talk to some of my friends and they have chaos. I'm like, well, you create your own chaos. You're creating this, and where is it coming from? And it's like I always say, you handle chaos well, and I'm really grateful that that I'm not in your world because I've been there, and I'm glad I'm not there now. But it's like everybody's at their own pace as well. So you want to step back, because if I start judging them, then I'm creating another mirror. Because they're not where I am. So you have to honor everyone where they are and what mirror they're playing with at that time.
Yes, and we have to allow everyone to evolve, because each one of us is a master creator. So we're all creating. And we need to be in flow. That is another big piece, to be in flow and to allow these events to come to us and not judge them, exactly what you said, because the judgment stops the flow.
And we waste energy on judgment. You know, it's like we spend time on judgment, because then we attract more of that, those mirrors. When we're in judgment, we attract more of that type of energy, that judgment energy as well.
Yes. And judgment's a great mirror, because as soon as you catch yourself judging, because we all do it, it's part of humanity, it's part of who we are. You catch yourself judging and you're like, whoa, okay, I see that I'm doing that. I'm really going to look at this later so that it doesn't escalate.
And on the flip side of that is, if you feel you're being judged, that's a mirror also to look at yourself, because the person that's talking to you really might not mean it in a judgment way, but because you're perceiving it as judgment, that's a mirror as well.
And the really exciting and fun thing about that is everything is a mirror, so that if someone comes to me and they're saying, oh, you were really angry when you spoke that, and you really did this, and you really did that. It's their mirror. It's the energy that they are having. And if half the time we're probably not even angry or doing what it is, it's the perception of the other person because of the energy they're emanating. And so that is also freeing to us, that we don't have to care about other people's judgments to us, because it is their reality and not mine.
Yeah, it's their perception, and that's good to know, because I know it's like my tone sometimes comes across a certain way, and it's like, well, what are you so angry about? And I'm not really angry. I'm not getting what you're saying, because I'm not angry. Anyway, we're going to take another short break here, and I want to thank everyone again for tuning into the Energetic Toy Box, and we'll be back in a couple minutes after this commercial break. Thanks so much.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. Ask Theo Live. Channels to a new reality. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live, Channels to a New Reality, Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are enjoying The Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to The Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back, everybody. Today I'm joined with Carolee Schloth, and here on The Energetic Toy Box we are playing with mirrors. And the last thing we were talking about is the perception, other people's perception. So let's talk a little bit more about that, Carolee.
If you really understand other people's perception is their energy and their thoughts and their reality, it really frees you. Because we can't control what other people think and feel and do. And so knowing that, it allows you to just be you, so that I know if I'm coming from a space of light and I'm doing things that are of joy, and no matter what I am doing, if someone perceives it as off or wrong and comes and says things about me, because everybody does, and so people talk about people, and so people will say things about me that used to upset me, and I'd want to correct it, and I want to make them know that that's not true, and so forth. And by understanding and knowing mirrors, that energy disappears. They can say whatever they want to say and do whatever they want to do, because that's their reality and that's their energy.
Yeah, that's their mirror.
Yeah, but it's free for me. So they can be mad, they can be angry, and do what they need to do because it's their reality, not mine. And sure, if I did something that harmed somebody, yeah, I would honor that and acknowledge it and apologize for it. But I can never change them and who they are and their perceptions. I can just be me. So it's extremely freeing to really understand this and get this.
I wanted to talk about, we were at the retreat up at the beach in the Carolinas in September, and you know, we were talking about mirrors, and there was one woman in the group that just, I didn't know her from Adam, and it's like, she just irritated me, and I'm like, she's my mirror. I have no idea why, but she's my mirror, and I just went up to her, and I said, I just want to thank you. I know you're my mirror, and I'm going to work on that, so thank you very much. And so, what is that when somebody just, we just can't figure out why they just rub us the wrong way?
Usually, and not 100%, but usually there is a past life connection there, because the energy's strong, or that woman wouldn't have bothered you so much, and you've never met her before and don't even know her in this reality. So you're like, wow, why am I so bothered? So that energy is old, that's inside, and there is lots of ways to get to that, but the whole fact that you were aware of it was a mirror began to, we're going to call it an onion energy. You began to unpeel the outer layers of that onion by looking at what was on the surface here between you and her. And many of us experience this all the time, especially when you're in a group. There's always someone or a couple people in the group that irritate you for what we would call no apparent reason, and it's just ancient energy. And it's fun because there are ways to get to that energy and to heal that energy and to make huge change. So those of us that are aware, we can often say to each other, wow, there is a past life energy here. Do you want to work on it together? And that can occur.
And you do that in your healing sessions that you facilitate, don't you?
Yes, many of the healing sessions have tons of past life information that comes forward because that's what's arising out of people's bodies these days to heal these ancient energies and older energies that we are carrying. Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that we both have in common, that we like to work on that part and help bring that to the surface.
The reason I like that is because if we could heal a past life, even just one, but often it's two or three, it's equivalent to like years of therapy, because you're taking this energy that's been stuck in there and pulling it up and out instead of slowly going through this outer work, which is still valuable and wonderful for many people. But there are also alternative ways that will pull this energy out of your body way quicker, way easier, if you are open, ready, and willing to do that work.
Right. I know when I facilitate sessions, we facilitate genetics sessions as well. So we go back generation upon generation, either on the father or the mother's side, and in turn that takes and heals the energy moving forward generation through generation. So you can heal several generations where that heals who you are today. Follow that?
Yes. Yes, forwards and backwards. Generations
right.
Behind you and generations in front of you, because it's all energy. All of that same source.
I know. Sometimes it's a little hard to even wrap my head around it, but just if you can remember that we're all connected, you know, past, there is no time or space, and we're all connected and we're all one, that healing energy in any place and time in the 3D world has major ripples.
Yes, and that's the power of it. That's the power of this kind of work. And the change can be instantaneous or evolve over a few weeks, but the change in the energy of the person is significant and wonderful. And people feel so much lighter by this type of work that you and I do.
Yeah. And I like to call it the onion effect. It's not, you know, healing's not an event, it's a process. You know, we peel it off layer by layer. So you are actually created a class on mirrors, and you're going to teach this online. I think you teach it in person too, but you want to tell a little bit more about what's coming up with that?
Yes, on March 10th, I'm offering a free mini mirror class online as a webcast to anyone that wants to attend this, and it will give information on mirrors and how to really begin to identify your mirrors and to move forward with mirrors. So it's a good little stepping stone for allowing others to see how this class works.
And what's the website that they can go to for that?
They can go to thegameofearth.com/mirror. We'll take you right to that event.
Okay.
And again, it's on March 10th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And that's free.
And it will be recorded. So okay, that anyone, cool. If they signed for it, they will get the recording.
And then that's going to lead into a more in-depth class that you'll have
available?
Yes,
there'll be a more in-depth class on March 17th.
Okay. And you can sign up again at that same gameofearth.com/mirrors/mirrors?
Yes.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you. This has been awesome. I just really appreciate you joining me today. Next week, we have famous author Cindy Dale, and we're going to be talking about chakras and the chakra systems. And we're going to do the basics, because some beings don't know what a chakra is. And then have you found that too, Carolee, that lately you've talked to someone and they don't even know what a chakra is?
Yes, because of the energies that are unfolding on our planet right now, many, many people are awakening to what's happening on our planet, and they are unaware of the information that some of us who have been studying this for a long time know. So yes, in my classes, there are often people who do not know the different bodies and the chakras and the energy systems. So that'll be a great class. I'm sure it'll be filled with tons of information that can really help many.
Yeah, I have so many of her books, and I'm very excited to have Cindy Dale on next week. So I hope everyone will join us next week on the Energetic Toy Box. And you can visit my website, www.wellnesstreasures.com. I offer and facilitate healing sessions as well for transformation and expansion. And Kara Lee, again, your website is?
TheGameOfEarth.com. And
okay,
you'll just find different things on there, such as retreats and healings and classes. So enjoy.
Okay, so remember, as a cap, with the mirror, if something comes up, it's everything's a mirror. So if it irritates you, take a look inside, ask what this mirror is, what's the energy of this mirror, and embrace it and deal with it so that the mirror doesn't get bigger. Does that make, that's it in a nutshell, right?
That's perfect. That's
okay.
Just perfect. Well, right. Thank you, Julia. I appreciate being on today. It was wonderful to share energy with you and to inform others about the mirrors.
All right. Well, I hope everyone joins us next week again here on the Energetic Toy Box with Cindy Dale, and we talk about chakras and the chakra system. Everybody have a great week, and we will see you next week. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in this week to the Energetic Toy Box. Please join Julia Stubbe next Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another exploration on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. We hope you have an outstanding week.